Hello there, and welcome to the Irish Genealogy Podcast, the place where I talk to you about all things Irish genealogy, mother and baby homes, and other things, including dog licenses, which I haven't gotten to yet, but maybe in another episode. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about my most recent venture, Project Infant. Sit back, relax, and listen. In July of 2022, the last thing I'd ever have thought I'd be doing is embarking on one of the most biggest undertakings I've done in my life. On July 13th, I was interviewing Megan Smolignac, a genealogist in America, and as part of my Genealogy Live interview series, I had asked her the question of, what does genealogy mean to you? And she would utter back six words that would spark an episode of inspiration that would set me to embark on a massive project and undertaking. A couple of days later, I was still thinking about what Megan said, because at the time I was wanting to do a project because I wanted to switch things up a bit. I wanted to, you know, embark on a different angle of research I had never done before. Then it got me thinking. About 2 months prior to this, I got a text from a cousin of mine and said, hey, would you look into this? As there was a Loftus that died in Tune Modern Baby Home that a band that I'm going to see had written a song about. And I said to him, sure, as you know, I'm the family genealogist. I have to prove or disprove these things. It's in our nature. So I went ahead and found the list of names of the babies who had died in June Mother and Baby Home. I did a Control and F search for the query or name Loftus. There was one, a John Patrick Loftus who had died in 1937. So I eventually found John's death and I found that John came from a place called Killala, which is northeast Mayo. It's not near where my Loftuses came from, which is around Swinford area. I got back to him and I said, you know, they're not related to us. But he thanked me for having a look into it because he found it as an interesting thing to look into. But I didn't think much of it then. In the period of a few days after the interview had taken place, I was thinking about a relative of mine who was born in a mother and baby home. Her name is Beth. It isn't her real name, but it's the name I call her when talking about this. She was born in Bessborough in late 1970 and was adopted out of Bessborough in early 1971. And it made me realise that while she was a survivor who escaped these institutions, there were so many that didn't. In a report by the Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes, in the 18 institutions that were investigated, there was approximately around 9,000 children who had died in the 18 institutions. Then a few days later, I thought to myself, you know what? I found a meaningful project. Because one thing I couldn't find was, when looking into these mother and baby homes, was that there seemed to be no sort of database that had the names of these children and mothers on file. It was just your Tune and your Bessborough names that were publicly accessible. I was told there was one for Sean Ross publicly accessible online. However, I wasn't able to find that one. So then I embarked on the quest. July 16th, 2022 was the establishment of Project Infant, an eventual database, still in progress, and will be for a while yet, of all mothers and infants who died in mother and baby homes. When doing research into mother and baby homes, I saw that there were 18 institutions that were investigated. In an email from T.D. Holly Cairns that I had received in correspondence, who had referred me to a report done by the Clan Project, stated that there are over 180 of these institutions that either housed women and children or children that held women and or children stayed in. This had floored me. Early on in my research in the early days of Project Infant, I had discovered a list on childrenshomes.org.uk, a website done by Peter Higginbotham, looking at the names of, I believe, 48 institutions. These included county homes, as well as homes like Bessborough, Toome, Sean Ross, and Castle Pollard. I was under the impression that there were only 48, but after realising from the Clan Project's report that there were over 180 of these, I knew that my work was not going to be finished anytime soon. And that's the thing. I want to talk to you about how I do this sort of work. So I've been asked before, Daniel, how do you do this work? You know, are you paid to do it? How do you do it? The truth is, no, I am not paid. That some people might think I am, but I'm not. I did this out of my own pocket, my own determination to commit the names of these babies and their mothers to public memory. Because reading about what went on in these homes, be it through oral testimony or through podcasts like Redacted Lives that take a look at these, I knew this is something that I had to do. I didn't have to do it, but this whole cause hit home for me. When researching, I used the state-run website irishgenealogy.ie. If you don't know what this is a website where images of births, marriage, and death entries are available. I talked more about this in my civil registration episode, so I won't go into too much of that here. But I use that, and I scan through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of death entries of young infants, trying to find the names of those that died in modern baby homes. This has proved to be a long task, and it's the longest and honestly the most difficult part of the research, seeing all these children had died at a very young age. Wanting to ensure that these names live on, I soldier on, although this research doesn't come without its hard days, that's for sure. I enter the data that I find into a spreadsheet and I make a note of everything I can into that spreadsheet. And then once I have all the names or a lot of names that I can find after a first search, I add them to the Project Infant website. The way it works is I add a separate page for each mother and infant that died in there, so that the search bar on the home page, you can type in a name and it'll come up. The beauty about the search engine on Project Infant's website is you can click through loads of pages, or you can be a bit more specific. So you could do something like John Smith. If you knew a year, you could stick that in too. And a location. So you could type in Cork or Galway or Tipperary, just as examples. And then I published that and made that available. I link the pages carefully together. However, I'm bound to have made some mistakes along the way, be it just me thinking that I've added a page, or just I may have forgotten to link one. But again, that is human, that is me. But there are times when I've often contemplated, why am I doing this? Because all I am seeing a lot of the time is deaths of infants in modern baby homes that you're only learning the names of and you're working to make them public. As I am recording this on my left monitor, I have a page full of entries of those who died in Toome. And these are just some of the names that you will see, among with thousands of others on the Project Infant site spread across different homes. To give a sample of the names, Joseph Kennelly, 15 days old. Kathleen Monaghan, 3 months old. Unknown baby girl Quinn, 2 days old. And Anthony Roach, 3.5 months old. These are just four of over 3,000 names in total that are on the Project Infant site. As I'm recording this episode, I am currently working on Toome, and I don't know when they'll be done, but I am working on them. But if you follow Project Infant on Twitter and Facebook, updates will be provided as best as I can, if I remember to put them out, but I try to. And this is an announcement, because I figured, what better way to do it than on here? I also want to announce a new initiative I'm taking as part of Project Infant. While I often come across hundreds of deaths in these homes, in my eyes, it shouldn't just be those that died there we should be remembering. It should be everyone who was born there, which is why I'm launching the initiative No One Left Behind, an initiative that will eventually have a list of everyone who was born in mother and baby homes. Now, I will say this. As of recording, which as today's date is March 22nd, 2023, the 1922 entries for births have not yet been released. When they are released, I will be able to go down through each one and find a list of those that were born in mother and baby homes. These will be made available on the Project Infant website, so that I am hoping that this will provide a way for people to learn more about those that were born there, as well as provide a resource for people attempting to find their family. This again will be running side by side with researching the deaths of those in Project Infant, but I will only work to continue this resource more. I would also just like to jump in and say, as I am currently editing this right now, I forgot to specify that while this project will be going on, I will only be able to access the births for 1922 for free on Irish Genealogy. I will not be able to do the ones in like 1927, 1928 yet, until they've been made available on the irishgenealogy.ie website. Everything I do on my site is in tandem with whatever records are available publicly on that site. So where am I at in terms of research? How many are up there? Well, if you watch my Mother and Baby Homes presentation that I gave, which is on my YouTube channel called Mother and Baby Homes, A Tour Through Time, the latest update that I was able to give on March 8th was that I have 2,476 children added to the website, as well as 34 mothers. These are across 6 homes. These are as follows. Vesper House, County Cork. The Children's Home in Glenamaddy, County Galway. Kilrush Nursery in County Clare. Manor House, Castle Pollard, County Westmeath. Seanross Abbey, Roscrea, County Tipperary. And Temple Hill, Black Rock, Dublin. These are the homes that are currently available to search on the website. And if you have wanted to help out with my project, you can do so one or two ways. You can A, become a volunteer for Project Infant. It's come in two forms. You can either be a researcher, which will help to find the names of those who died, and now with the announcement of No One Left Behind, finding the births of those that were born in modern baby homes, or you can be a transcriber. So if you fancy looking at older handwriting to try and decipher it and turn it into a transcription to be made available to the public to search, this may also be of interest. If you are interested in helping out in volunteering, you can go to projectinfant.ie or email me directly at daniel@projectinfant.ie. If you're listening and you don't have any prior experience with using Irish genealogy or know how to do Irish genealogy, please specify this when you're emailing me and I will gladly help and teach you the necessary things you need to know with Irish genealogy. There is one other way, and that is social media. Some of us love it, some of us don't like it. But one thing it has been is a lifeline for me to share my research. Project Infant's account on Twitter is @project_infant, but all of these will be linked in the show notes below as well. It's also on Facebook, Mastodon, Instagram, and TikTok, all under the handle Project Infant. Or if you want to follow me, where I do sometimes tweet research into mother and baby homes as well, you can follow me on Twitter @DanielGenealogy. I don't tend to share it anywhere else apart from Twitter. And that's it. Thank you so very much for listening, and I hope to see you again soon when my next episode comes out. Bye for now.
Thank you.